the Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the donkey of the day, but like, I mean no harm.
Well, donkey of the day for Friday, April 30th, goes to South Carolina Senator Tim Scott and Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. Let the record show, I know both these individuals. I actually enjoy both these individuals. I've done a couple of events with Tim Scott, sat up in his office on Capitol Hill, chopping it up with him. We've done lunch in the 843. Charleston dropping a clues bomb for the 843. Okay. I did several events with Vice President Harris when she was running for president. I've been with Vice President Harris in Goose Creek, South Carolina, assisted her in unveiling her mental health plan. I've been with her at South Carolina State, quite a few places, okay? I've had on-air, off-air conversations with both of them. I actually would call both of them homies, okay? I enjoy both of them. Don't agree with all their politics, but as humans, the exchanges of energy I've had with them, I like them. And that's why I'm so disappointed. Dare I say disgusted with both of them on this fine Friday morning. Now, the other night, President Joe Biden delivered his first address before a joint session of Congress. After that was over, Senator Tim Scott, the only black person in the Senate, gave a rebuttal on behalf of the GOP, and he got put on the social media skewer. I mean, they grilled and sautéed his ass, rightfully so, for these comments he made about race in America. Listen.
I get called Uncle Tom and the N-word by progressives, by liberals. Believe me, I know firsthand, our healing is not finished. 100 years ago, kids in classrooms were taught the color of their skin was their most important characteristic. And if they looked a certain way, they were inferior. Today, kids are being taught that the color of their skin defines them again. And if they look a certain way, they're an oppressor. From colleges to corporations to our culture, people are making money and gaining power by pretending we haven't made any progress at all. Hear me clearly. America is not a racist country.
I disagree. Okay, but here's the interesting thing about Tim Scott's rebuttal. Clearly, Tim didn't get a hold of Joe Biden's speech beforehand because Biden didn't really focus on race. He didn't say America was a racist country. I mean, Biden is the same person that whenever there is blatant racism, he says, this is not America. I mean, but he didn't really focus on race in his speech. About an hour and some change into his speech, he spoke briefly about the death of George Floyd and how he wanted to rebuild trust between law enforcement and the people they serve. And Biden did say he wants to root out systemic racism in our criminal justice system. But that's about it. So for Tim Scott to take his ass on TV and tell all these white people that America is not a racist country is a slap in the face to all of us in the lower caste system. Tim, your West African ancestors who came through Gadsden's wharf in Charleston, South Carolina, are rolling over in their shallow graves. Tim Scott said kids are being taught that the color of their skin defines them again. Tim, when did it stop? Okay, when has there been a time in America when people have not been defined by the color of their skin? Tim, you said progressives call you the N-word. You know why they call you the N-word? For no other reason than the color of your skin. I mean, it almost feels like discussing slavery, Jim Crow segregation, mass incarceration, the war on drugs, all the data and research that have extensively documented the ways in which black people are underrepresented in everything that matters and overrepresented in everything that's wrong. All the extensive data that documents the different treatment blacks experience, you know, than whites, you know, it feels like even saying that is silly because you know that, okay? It's racial disparities in America in wealth, education, employment, homeownership, healthcare, incarceration, and it's all because of America's original racist sin, slavery. But Tim, you know that. You just on TV trying to appease Republican white voters, and that is exactly what our Madam Vice President Kamala Harris did yesterday, too. When she said virtually the same thing when she was asked about Tim Scott's comments on Good Morning America. Listen.
Well, first of all, no, I don't think America is a racist country, but we also do have to speak truth about the history of racism in our country and its existence today. And I applaud the president for always having the ability and the courage, frankly, to speak the truth about it. He spoke what we know from the intelligence community. One of the greatest threats to our national security is domestic terrorism manifested by white supremacists. And so these are issues that we must confront. And it does not help to heal our country, to unify us as a people, to ignore the realities of that. And the idea is that we want to unify the country, but not without speaking truth and requiring accountability as appropriate.
Well, if you speak in truth, you can't start off by saying America is not a racist country, Vice President Harris. In my mind, I'm like, who on Vice President Harris's comms team is asleep at the wheel? I mean, you saw Tim Scott get barbecued for those same comments on social media. So if the VP, who is a woman of color, is doing interviews the next day, you know she's probably going to be asked about this. The one thing a comms team should have prepped her on is, VP Harris, whatever you do, don't say America is not a racist country. But I can't even really blame the comms team for this, because no black person, no person of color who is not a tool for white supremacy should fail this question. When you black, the answer to is America a racist country should be one answer. And you should channel your inner Little John when you say it.
Yeah!
That's it. And this is what disgusts me about this. I've had conversations with Vice President Harris. Well, not Vice President Harris. Senator Harris. And Tim Scott. They both know systemic racism exists. Okay, they both know America is a racist country. And they are choosing not to speak truth to power because they are playing politics. Vice President Harris, I know you're thinking about the future, but you're trying to appease a bunch of white voters who would never vote for you anyway. I will never understand why Democrats continue to seek the support of a group of people who would rather vote to keep their hierarchy and the caste system than to vote for what's right. Okay, trust me, Democrats, there are enough good white people in this country who are not racist, who are not bigots, who are not white nationalists, who will support y'all in every election. And if you do right by the oppressed and marginalized and stop voter suppression, you will always have a big enough tent to win elections. Okay, did we not prove that with President Barack Obama? Did we not prove that with President Joe Biden? These comments that America is not a racist country make zero sense, because both you and Tim, out of one side of your mouth, say America is not a racist country, but then, Tim, you say this.
In 2015, after the shooting of Walter Scott, I wrote a bill to fund body cameras. Last year, after the deaths of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd, I built an even bigger police reform proposal. But my Democratic colleagues blocked it.
Okay. Tim, why is your police reform named after a black person, Walter Scott? Why did you name two other black people, you know, in your speech? It's because black people are three times more likely than white people to be killed by police. In some places in this country, five times. Kamala, you said America is not a racist country, but then you go on to say we have to explain the history of racism in this country. Listen, because I know both of y'all, stop the BS. Okay, now is not the time for politics. People are dying. Tell the truth, shame the white devil. I repeat this Zora Neale Hurston quote all the time because it's true. If you're silent about your pain, they will kill you and say you enjoyed it. Okay, Kamala, after Tim's rebuttal, you had an opportunity to be loud, loud about the pain black people are currently feeling and have felt in this country, but you chose to be silent. Okay, you could have said everything you said after saying America is not a racist country, and that would have been super solid. But when you say America is not a racist country, you make everything else null and void after that. Here's the moral of the story. The rhetoric y'all spewed this week has been getting us killed for years. This is why white folks think we be making stuff up in regards to racism. This is why some white folks don't think systemic racism is real, because our leaders in the highest seats in the land are telling them things like America is not a racist country. Nobody has to fix anything if our leaders are telling them it's not broken. If America is not a racist country, then what are we complaining about? What are we fighting to change if America is not a racist country? And if America is not a racist country, then why are all these negative things disproportionately happening to black people? Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z! Please give Senator Tim Scott and Vice President Kamala Harris the biggest hee-haw. And the liberal hypocrisy is deafening, because you have to keep the same energy for Senator Tim Scott that you keep for Vice President Kamala Harris. You have to. They said the same thing.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.